Happy New Year, everyone. This is Sally Kalin, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. We are in 2022, and I cannot believe we made it through the crazy 2021, because I don't know about you, but that was one of the most challenging years. I know many people had it with 2020, but I feel like 2022 is going to be the year for so many of us. So why I'm hopping on today on New Year's Day, I just want to leave you with this message. I want you to hear these words. Sometimes we feel a new year begins and we need to set all these resolutions. We need to set all our goals. We need to improve ourselves, be better, do this, do that. This is all great, right? It's good to have those. But here is the deal too. You are already enough. You do not have to prove yourself to anybody whatsoever. You just have to know that you are worthy and that you are beautiful and you are allowed to be completely yourself. And the right person, the right people will see that, okay? You don't have to keep pursuing this endless pursuit of perfection, hoping to find the one or hoping to get validation from somebody else or hoping someone will see your worth and your value. Because if you're trying to do that, you're showing up the wrong people. Okay. And it's something I said yesterday, a little bit along the same lines. It is important to be with the people who see you and who validate you. You know, I was writing out some memes today for this year, and I was thinking about, you know, how we get triggered. And one meme that came to me, it was literally be with people who are your soul tribe. Spend less time around people that trigger you or don't value you. Sometimes we have to be around certain people, right? We might work with people or family members sometimes, but limit time with those that trigger you and spend more time with people that see you and value you. I know that's something that I am going to be doing this year 100%, because every decision you make, everything that you're doing and choosing for your life is based on the way you see yourself, based on the way you feel about you. That is, look around at the people you spend time with, right? That is how you feel about yourself. Are they there for you? Do they care about you? Do you feel safe with those people? Have you got that bunch of people you can always turn to, whether it's friends or family members or whoever it is? It's important to be with people who see you. So as you think about this year ahead, I want to leave you with a few thoughts. Okay, so whilst we don't all need to do big resolutions, we don't need to all set these big goals, I still think it's really important to always be wanting to enjoy the best of our life here, right? Whilst we're in these bodies, we're a spiritual being having a human experience. And whilst we're here, we want to live our best life, right? So it's good to have some aspirations, and it's good to be just not waking up every day and just going through the motions. You know, that is something I don't want for you, okay? I've sort of ran into a few people recently, and you know, when I ask them, you know, what are your goals? What are you doing with your life? Like, where do you see yourself in 6 months? And you know, some people simply say, I don't know, just getting through the day, I guess, just hoping that tomorrow's going to be a better day. And I think to myself, is that really how you want to spend the rest of your life? Is just winging it, just getting through the day? I want you all to know that you're worthy of the greatest life, not just in your relationship, but in every area of your life, okay? And make this year the year you see that worth. That is my wish for you all, to realize that you don't need to settle for anything. You don't need to settle for that relationship that's not serving you. You don't need to settle for those bunch of friends that are never really there when you need them. You don't need to settle for a job that doesn't do it for you. You don't need to settle for anything, but you have to realize you are the only one that can make that call. You are the only one that can make that decision, because people are who they are. And I was chatting to a friend the other day, and I was saying, you know, at the end of the day, when I look back on my own relationships and certain situations in my life, I can tell you now why certain relationships played out the way they did. And that is, I had no emotional boundaries. I didn't have emotional boundaries because I didn't know my worth, and I didn't know even about emotional boundaries, right? And this is one message I want to leave with you today. Realize your worth, know your emotional boundaries, and go and have the greatest year. I want you to tune into this podcast every week because I am like going to be doing about 2 or 3 podcasts a week. I've been doing them daily for the last couple of weeks. But sharing everything, relationships, the relationship with yourself, the relationship with other people. I want you to be able to manifest and create the life you want this year. I am running a program at the moment, 10 years in one, basically meaning what would normally take you 10 years. I am all about making it happen in 1 year. We don't need to spend years and years trying to manifest something and call something in, or we can drop into a whole new reality, people. And that's my message to you. So if you're interested in working with me next year, please DM me over on Instagram, Sally Kalen. My website is currently being upgraded, but I believe the current one is still available, sallykalen.com. Head over there. You can reach me there. And there is some information about the programs that I run. And get in touch with me. I want to talk to you. Let's make this happen. So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Have the most amazing, amazing day. And just know that you are allowed to have the life you choose, but it's all down to you. Much love, everyone. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Also, I would just like to say, if you're new here, scroll back. We have over 230 other episodes for you. So keep listening, keep sharing, and I will talk to you soon.